Hour number two, Chase and Big Joe live today at Hermitage Golf Course, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. He's Big Joe Dubin. I'm Chase McCabe. Dr. Crane is back at the studios, and as we do at this time every Monday on a Reaction Monday, we'll get former Titans punter Brett Kern's thoughts on the Titans. And Brett, unfortunately, another loss, and this time to the Green Bay Packers and a former offensive coordinator and a former quarterback. So I'll just leave it open-ended. Your thoughts on yesterday's performance at Nissan Stadium?
Well, I'm glad you guys are at least at the golf course this morning. That's a good place to be to air out your frustrations. You know, the pretty scenery out there at the Hermitage, great place to play some golf. But, yeah, I mean, week three is always interesting because, you know, you get your home opener out of the way, you get your road trip out of the way. You know, a lot of crazy things can happen. No block punch yesterday, right? So we're good
Yay!
There.
That's good.
Yeah. Right. So the craziness of the first 2 weeks is kind of over. You start having some stuff on film, some tendencies potentially on certain situations, certain downs. You know, so now teams can scout a little bit more and they can kind of game plan. And obviously yesterday Matt came in, he knew exactly what he wanted to do with Malik as far as when to pass, how to pass, play action, for him to rush over 70 yards on the ground. That was obviously part of the game plan as well. And I noticed that they didn't really run up the middle at all, right? They stayed away from Sweat and Big Jeff, which was obviously a part of the game plan, hit the corners, you know, maybe go a little bit more east and west and use their speed. And then, you know, I think more from a disappointing standpoint defensively, there just seemed to be a lot of missed tackles yesterday compared to the first 2 weeks. So, you know, they came in, they had a plan, and they executed it. And then, you know, for us as the Titans, it obviously – I don't care who you put back there at quarterback, you're not going to win a game, you know, giving up eight sacks. And you're definitely not going to win any games when you're dead last in the league at -7 in turnover differential. Like, you're not going to win, right? And so I think that was contributed to another loss.
You lived it firsthand, and granted it was only a year, but Matt LaFleur was here, you know, when Vrabel came in as the offensive coordinator. And you know, from my perspective, not being there every day, it was like, okay, you know, I mean, it wasn't great. And then he gets the job in Green Bay, and so the narrative is, oh, well, he has Aaron Rodgers. But since Rodgers left and seeing what he's done to develop Jordan Love, now seeing 2 weeks of Malik Willis, you know, I got to give Matt LaFleur a lot of credit. What did you see, though, in that year that he was here that maybe were some things that we didn't see?
Yeah, I mean, he was well, I mean, credit Green Bay, first of all, for going and getting Malik, right? Because I think what you want is your starter and your backup to be very similar to where you don't have to really change up anything offensively scheme-wise, right? I think what Jordan does is similar to what Malik does. Obviously, Jordan, you know, being very efficient, he finished last year extremely well, got paid. But Malik is, you know, kind of, you could say, an understudy or does a lot of things similar to Jordan. So for Matt to come in, you know, he obviously has a game plan with Jordan. He probably really didn't have to change much with Malik as far as what he wanted to do. So, but Matt, I mean, I always, you know, enjoyed Matt. He was, you know, always in the office, doing things, you know, and I think he just was able to really scheme up things against certain defenses and would watch film from years ago or, you know, recently and just would find ways to get the ball to the guys that needed to get the ball and how to get them open, and also multiple ways of getting the ball to them. It's not just, you know, hey, we have these 10, 15 run plays. I mean, I think yesterday on the broadcast, they were talking about over 50 run plays, right?
Yeah.
That's a lot of plays, right? And so he just finds different ways to get his guys that he wants to have the ball to get them the ball. And I think he puts, you know, guys in the best position to succeed, right? And so you saw that yesterday with Malik to come in, looked very comfortable. And I saw that improvement, you know, a little bit through the preseason and whatnot. But, you know, obviously for Matt to come in, like I said, have the game plan that he wanted to, mixed in the run. I mean, they rushed for 188 yards. That's, you know, the Titans 33. You're not going to win many ball games losing the rushing stats like that. So, Matt's a great guy. You know, I'm happy for him that he's doing well in Green Bay, and obviously for them to be 2-1 without your guy, without your starter, for Malik to come in and go 2-0 for them is pretty great.
We're talking to the former Titans punter, Brett Kern, here on the very popular Chase and Big Joe show, live from Hermitage Golf Course. Brett, let me ask you this. I don't know how they do it in the pros, but in college, on a Monday, we would all watch the game together, the team would. Then we'd break out to individual groups, and, you know, we all saw what we did wrong together, and then your coach gets you and all that. How do they do that in the National Football League on a Monday? Like, what's happening today at Titans facility?
Yeah, I mean, obviously you're coming in, you're getting your lift, you're hitting the tubs, any treatment that needs to get done. But then usually, you know, you'll have a team meeting, and that's up to the coach. However the coach wants to conduct a team meeting, it could be a five-minute meeting. It could be a half hour, it could be 45 minutes, and he can break down as much as he wants to. But then after that, then you go special teams, you watch all the special teams film as a unit, and then you break down even further into your position groups. And that could range, you know, from a 20-minute, 30-minute meeting to, you know, it could be an hour and a half. It just depends on what film you want to watch, how much you want to watch, and how much you want to break it down. So, but I'm sure today they're watching everything from yesterday, breaking it down and, you know, trying to make corrections, and then obviously getting ready for Miami Monday night.
All right, with that being said, you know, I know you lose games, and it happens. You should not be happy losing games, Brett, but when the effort isn't there, that's when I get mad. And I'm not seeing the effort the last 2 weeks. And how do you correct that? I mean, if they're not listening to Brian Callahan after three games, are they going to listen to him? I don't know. I mean, that's the frustrating part, Brett.
Yeah, I think effort is probably the one thing. I mean, I tell whether I'm coaching, you know, my son who's in high school or our youngest who's in third grade and her third grade girl basketball team, right? I tell them, you know, when you're playing, you can't control if the other person's taller than you. You can't control if the other person's stronger than you, right? Or they're faster or whatever. But the one thing that you can control is your effort, right? No matter what level of sports you're at is your effort. And I think yesterday seeing, you know, Nicholas Petit-Frere get beat kind of reminded me when I'm at the Y playing basketball and I can't play defense because I have terrible knees. So when you get schooled like that, for him to turn around and not even go after the ball that's on the ground after you let your quarterback get smoked, that's a problem. I think yesterday watching the game, there's missed tackles. There's things, right? You're going to have that. Obviously, you don't want to have it. But when I saw that, that infuriated me because to me, that's a lack of effort and that's a lack of, well, you know what? Do I care or do I not care? You're giving off the motion that you just don't care. You got beat. And you just let your quarterback get smoked. He fumbled the ball, and you're not even going after the football. That's a problem. And seeing some of the sacks that Will took yesterday, are all of them on him? No. I mean, you know, you have to go back and break down the film to see exactly what was happening on the sack. Right? Was Will supposed to throw to his one who was open, and he just didn't throw, and he spent too much time, you know, holding it in the pocket, and he got sacked. That could be on Will, right? Or is it just complete protection failure like the one that Petit-Frere gave up, right? So I don't know. It's effort. It's super frustrating. But to see Petit-Frere do that and then other times when Will got sacked and the O-line's not even helping him back up, there's a problem. There's a problem. I know the O-line's young. They probably feel like they're just trying to tread water through some of these games, especially when sacks are coming. It feels like in the boatload, right? But for me, when I got to the Titans, it was Kevin Mawai, right? I mean, that's a pretty darn good example to lead your offensive line. Ben Jones, another incredible leader. But you look at the offensive line, they had guys that were leaders. I remember, you know, when Ben, if Tannehill or Mario, somebody got sacked, he was there to pick them up, right? Derek would have a big run or any type of run. Ben was there. Other guys were there to pick up Derek, right? I don't really see that, and that's a problem that I think it bothers me. And so who's the leader of that group? Who's the leader on the offensive line? Who's the leader on the offense? I think, you know, Will's got the C on his chest, but he's got so much stuff going on. I don't know. That's a lot for him to have that C on his chest, that responsibility, when he's just trying to learn how to play quarterback in the NFL. So you add that on his plate, too, of trying to be a leader. Well, now your play has to match your leadership, you know, with that C.